All right. Jackie was looking up through the bread and saw these giants. And finally one of them says, and he belched a little bit. Jackie could almost feel a breeze go right over the sandwich. And all of a sudden he felt the sandwich being raised. And as he looked out, he was heading right for two huge, looks like a big cave between two sets of teeth. And as the bread was heading forward very quickly, he knew this was it. He had to get out fast. And just as the giant stuffed half of the sandwich into his mouth, Jackie jumped over to his shoulder. And the back of the chair was near. He jumped on the back of the chair and got one of the rungs and slid all the way down there among the shoes. He knew he couldn't stay there because everybody's moving feet and making an awful loud clatter. He saw an open door, and when he thought no one was looking along the edge of the board, he started to run as fast as he could go. When he got to the room, he realized it was a bedroom, and he thought, well, now, no one's going to go to sleep now. So he crawled in the closet and fell asleep because he was very tired from all the work. He was awakened when he heard someone say, good night. Somebody yelled, good night, Eno. Jackie woke up, peeked around the corner of the door, and he saw this huge giant getting ready for bed. He hid in the corner, and as he peeked out every so often, he could hear a shoe drop, and then another. And then he heard the big giant coming towards the closet. Jackie hid far as he could get in the corner. The giant reached in with a great big hand and took his nightie off the hook and went back into the bedroom. When Jackie peeked around the corner again, the big giant had his nightie on. This big giant had his nightie on. And Jackie didn't know where to hide. And then as he was almost ready to look somewhere in the castle, he was afraid of being caught. He decided, well, there's one place that no one would ever look, at least till morning. In the morning, he'd be up bright and early. And that was in the giant's big boot. So he decided that that would be the safest place. So he crawled into the tip of the toe in the boot and curled up and fell asleep. Of course, he knew he was going to get up long before the giants do. But being as tired as he was awakened by a big thud. And the shoe, the boot, was standing upright. And as he ran over to the heel part and looked up, he could see a giant's face way up there. He was putting on his shirt. And finally he heard him thump one of the boots. And then he felt him pick up the boot that he was in. And all of a sudden he looked up and saw this huge toe rushing down at him. Jackie began to run as fast as he could all the way to the toe of the boot. And finally, when the toe started coming after him, it stopped just right up against his stomach. Jackie held his breath, and he knew that the slightest move now would tell the giant that there was something in the boot, so he tried to be very, very still. He got very angry at himself about oversleeping. Why did I oversleep? The giant got up, and as he got up and put his weight on the food, the toe began to press a little bit harder. He could hear them talking. Breakfast ready? Good morning, Ivan. Good morning, Eno. They sat down and took the weight off his feet, and that relieved the pressure of the big toe against his stomach. He knew he couldn't spend the rest of the day in a boot, and he had to get out. But he knew there was no way out. How do you get out of a giant's boot? Just impossible. Until again, of course. Why didn't I think of it? The sword. He reached down and tried to wiggle the sword loose. And as he was wiggling it loose, he was tickling the giant's big toe. And as the giant was drinking his coffee, and the giants looked at him, "Eno, are you all right?" And they all kind of looked strangely at each other. "Eno, what's wrong?" "Eno, I'm all right." And finally the giants thought that there must be something wrong with him. Finally, Jackie got the sword loose where he could work it and cut a big hole in the toe. He took a deep breath of fresh air, looked around, jumped down to the floor. And finally, the other giants looked at him, said, "Eno, what's wrong?" He said, "Oh, I don't know. I've got something in my shoe." He said, "It must be a bug, I guess." He reached down and folded his leg across his knee and saw this huge hole cut out of the toe. "Who cut this hole in my boot?" Everybody looked at each other. "We don't know anything about it, Eno." "Ivan, you always resented my nice boots." "Says you did it, didn't you?" "No, I didn't." "You did so." He got up and he took a swing at Ivan, and Ivan ducked. He fell against the cabinet, and pretty soon there was a terrific fight going on. That was exactly what Jackie needed, because he could get away that way. And these two giants began to plow into each other and knocking each other back and forth. And finally they went out in the hall, and finally Eno gave one big swing and knocked Ivan over the banister, and he fell down four stories below. He was dead. Jackie saw it all. He said, "Well, that makes only nine." He says, "I better get out of here. They might see me." It was too late. As Eno turned around to go back, he looked down the steps and he saw Jackie going down. "Hey, the rest of you, come out here, look." He said, "That's what's causing our trouble." Jackie looked up and he saw the horde of giants coming down after him. He began to run, but with one step, they would gain on him. He looked at the banister. That was the only way. He jumped on the banister and began to slide down like the lightning. The giants were going after him. Finally, when he got to the end, he slipped off the banister and hit up against the wall. And as he did so, he looked up and he couldn't believe his eyes. He rubbed his eyes and shook his head. 213? The dragon room. Oh no. He could hear the thundering feet of the giants rushing down. "He's down here. I know it. I saw him. He's down here. We'll put an end to him fast." Jackie looked up. Right next door, 212. He heard the thunder. Quickly, he reached up with his sword and pulled off the plate, pulled off the other one, and switched them around very quickly and pounded with the hilt of the sword back on. He opened 213, and just as he closed the door, the giant saw him. "Well, stupid creature, he doesn't know that's the dragon room." The others began to all laugh, and they said, "Well, that'll take care of him." He said, "Besides, I'm sure the dragon was hungry, but he's hardly a mouthful." The giant started going back upstairs. He looked at Gorgas. That is, Eno looked at Gorgas. He says, "Hey, Gorgas," he says, "it's our turn to count the money." He says, "While we're down here, we might as well do it." He says, "Yeah, you're right." He says, "All right, all right." He says, "Let's get it done." He went over to 212, which of course was not 212 at all, because Jackie had switched the numbers. They opened the huge door and it creaked open. And then they closed it. Jackie heard it. And all of a sudden he heard terrible groans and moans and screams. He smiled. And then he could hear like someone smacking their chops after a delicious meal. And he knew there were only 7 giants left. But he still didn't have the magic belt. He decided that he would search the castle, room by room. He started to go upstairs, and he'd go into each room. Most of them were bedrooms, big dining halls, all kinds of rooms, until he finally got to the Twin Towers. And across the Twin Towers was a suspension bridge with ropes and a boardwalk across it. You could walk across. And after he searched this one tower, he decided that the only place, it must be on the other side, in the other part of the castle. He looked both ways. No one was in sight. He looked down below. He was way, way up above the courtyard. Down below, even the giants looked small. He saw a few of them walking. As he started to go across the walk, it began to swing a little bit. He steadied himself, and he looked down. He closed his eyes. It was frightening to think what would happen if he should fall or if the rope should break. And as he started to cross very quickly, he looked back. He saw one of the giants. "Stop! Stop!" Jackie started running to the other side as fast as he could go. He got about 3/4 of the way when he looked up, and there was a giant there. The two giants looked at each other. "We've got him now! We've got him now!" The two giants very slowly began to walk towards the center. Jackie looked down. It was far, far down, almost like the bottomless pit. Bottomless pit. Yes. The two giants start coming closer. "You won't get away this time." And they were coming closer and closer. Jackie knew there was only one thing to do was jump. And he knew that he would be splattered like a fly at the bottom of the courtyard. The two giants were just a few feet away from him, and they started to reach out. The big one said, "Let me have him." And he reached out with his big hands. He wanted to just squeeze him. He said, "He deserves this." Jackie saw these big fingers coming at him, and he looked over one more time and decided, of course, the bottomless pit. He whipped out his magic sword and sliced the bridge in half. The two giants went tumbling to the bottom of the courtyard. He was hanging on to the rope like he remembered before. And as it came down against the side of the castle, it just happened to hit an open window. And he slid into the side, across the room, up against the wall. Jackie shook his head a little bit. Wow. He rushed to the window. Ooh. Way down below, he could see 2 splotches where the giants had hit the courtyard. Now he tried to figure, let's see, that was 7, 2, 5, 5. He says, but I've got to find the magic belt. He says, maybe the giants were, that's it. No wonder I can't find it. One of the 5 giants must be wearing it at all times. But he surely must take it off when he goes to bed. That's what he would do. He listened and he stayed hidden until evening. Then he hid in one of the bedrooms, hoping that this would be a giant. One of the giants that was still alive would come in. He was right. He heard one of the giants come in.
"We'll get that guy tomorrow."
One of the giants says, "Yeah, don't worry about him. One squash with him and that'll be the end of him."
"Yeah, but we lost some of our brothers already." He says, "We'll get him."
And he began to take off his shirt. Jackie was hiding in the closet. And when he lifted up his shirt, Jackie looked up at the belt. There was a great big diamond-studded buckle. It was thick and covered with jewels all the way around. And he knew for some reason or another, this must be the belt. He said, no other giant wears one like that. And he thought this would be very easy. because the giant would take off his trousers and put them over a chair. Jackie would take the belt out and be on his way. And as he watched, the big giant put on his nightie. He took off his boots and everything, but instead of leaving the belt, he took the belt and put it around his waist, around the nightie, and crawled into bed. Jackie says, "Oh no." He says, "Now I know for sure that's the belt. He wouldn't take an order. That's the belt, the magic belt. If I could just get it." But how? He waited. And pretty soon he heard. Jackie came out and looked up at the bed. He could almost see the bed going up and down as he was breathing. He decided that he would crawl to the top. He crawled up the leg of the bed and crawled on and looked at this huge stomach that looked like a mountain. As Jackie looked up there, he thought, if I could unloosen that buckle, I have to do that. So he began to climb up the belt along the side of the giant. And every so often he'd stick his foot in the wrong place and tickle the giant in the rib. Jackie would stop. And then he'd look at the giant. There'd be a smile on his face. And then... Finally, Jackie got to the top. He looked around. It was very high. And every time the giant would exhale, Jackie would have to hold on because the air would just about blow him off. So very slowly, Jackie began to undo the buckle. And finally, he had one notch done. Jackie stopped. The giant wiggled a little bit, almost threw him off. Jackie was holding on for dear life. But Jackie remembered, what if he rolls over? Poor me. But he didn't. Finally, the belt was unbuckled and it fell to each side of the bed, but it was still under the giant. Jackie slid down all the way to the bed, and as he did so, he tickled his ribs again. Jackie tried to pull on the belt. The giant was right on the middle of it. He pulled again. It wouldn't budge. He looked, and he was so discouraged to think that he'd gotten this far and he couldn't get the belt. If he'd wake the giant would know that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he saw the giant's big toe sticking out. He reached over from a feather sticking out of the pillow and he began to tickle his toe. All Jackie wanted him to do is just turn over because he doubled up the belt, and if he would roll to this side, that would give him freedom of the belt. So he tickled it again, and pretty soon that didn't work at all. Jackie was very disgusted. He decided he'd climb to the top and maybe tickle his nose. It was too high without the belt, so he climbed around on the pillow and climbed up the back of his hair, holding onto his hair, and went way up on his forehead and started tickling his nose. So as he tickled his nose, the giant began and finally he took his hand and brushed away what he thought might have been a fly or something, and as he did so, he turned over. Jackie looked down. The belt was free. He crossed his fingers, slid down the pillow, slid down the leg of the bed, and grabbed the belt. Slowly he pulled it down, but as the buckle came down, he dropped it. There was a huge thud. The giant rolled over. Jackie didn't know what to do with this belt. It was so big. He said, I can't go around dragging this all the way home. Why not? Of course. Why did I think of that? He said, stupid Jackie, that's what I am. He began to wrap it around and 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 around until he used up the entire belt and he buckled it. He said, there. Now I can run with it. And as he started to walk toward the door, he stumbled. The belt made an awful thud. The giant sat up in bed.
Who's there? Who's there?
And all of a sudden, he reached down and felt his nightie, and the belt was gone.
Mother!
And all of a sudden, Jackie started running. He had to hide somewhere. He had hid out in the outer corridor, and all of a sudden, he heard the rest of the giants coming. What's wrong? He said, Sylvester, what's wrong?
My belt!
Which one of you took it? You don't have your belt. He said, somebody stole the belt. He said, it's that creature. He says, after him. And they started looking all over. Jackie knew they'd look in the corridor. And all of a sudden, he decided the only way he can do it is to run down the steps and get outside. He started running. They saw him, the five of them after him. When he got to the door, it was locked. He reached up and tried it. And as he grabbed the doorknob, to his amazement, he grabbed the door and ripped it right off the hinges and held the door in one hand, this big, heavy steel door. Holy. He looked at this door, and then he looked up and saw the giants coming. He took the door and heaved it at the giants. Two of them ducked, three of them didn't. He splattered them against the steps. And the entire door went right through the steps and outside through the whole castle wall. Jackie says, wow! And then he said, of course, the belt. That's the magic belt. Of course. The two other giants stopped. Wait. He said, he has the magic belt. He said, but he won't get away. He said, stay away from him. He's got the magic belt on. Jackie grabbed the magic sword. And he said, I've got a magic belt and a magic sword. Come forward, you giants. Jackie realized that when he put on the magic belt, that he became terribly strong, that when he opened this big, heavy iron door, he ripped it off the hinges and threw it at the other giants and smashed them down the steps. And the door went through the other side of the castle, right through the stone wall. And then he realized how strong he was, and he looked up at the giants, and he knew he had the magic sword and the magic belt. He says, all right, you giants, come on. Come on, fight like a man. The two giants, for the first time, look frightened. He says, Alvin, we're going to have to play this very carefully. You circle around the back. And Jackie realized the game they were playing. They were pretty smart giants. He knew that he couldn't attack at two fronts, no matter how strong he was. And one of them began to circle around the back. And now, one was in front and one was in back. He couldn't see both ways. He'd turn one way, then the other. And each time, the giants would creep up a little closer. Stay back! Alvin looked at Jackie He says, boy, he says, put down the sword, take off the belt, and no harm will come to you. You can't stand the two of us. The giant reached out. Jackie took the sword and slashed at him. Just about clipped off his fingernail. The giant reached back. He says, you're going to play rough with us, aren't you? Jackie says, yes, I'm going to play rough. And all of a sudden, he saw the big chain that was holding up the drawbridge over the moat. And quickly as a flash, he took the magic sword and slashed the chain in two. And the big drawbridge came crashing across the moat. Now, he jumped onto the drawbridge. And now he had nothing at his back. And the two of them inside the castle. He started walking backwards. The giants followed him. Now there were two giants and Jackie on the drawbridge. They had picked up some big spears and they began to jab at him. One of the giants says, throw it, Alvin. They took the spear and threw it. And just in time, Jackie slashed at it and deflected it. And it went down into the moat. And he knew now, even with the belt and even with the sword, he was going to be no match for the giants. One of the big giants started running after him with the spear. And as he got almost ready to throw it, he stumbled and fell. And as he fell, he went over the side into the moat. And as Jackie quickly looked down, he could see that the alligators were having their meal. That left only the two giants. The giant was very angry, or one giant. He was very angry. He says, all right, boy, this is between you and me. He had the spear. And Jackie knew what that meant. He could throw it. He had a duck or take his sword and cut it as it came across. And the two of them were going back and forth, and the giant was winning. Jackie kept backing and backing and backing, and he decided maybe he could run. But how do you outrun a giant? There wouldn't be a chance in the world. It was now he realized it's a fight to the finish, either the giant or he. And as they were fighting back and forth, throwing spears, and he would dodge and duck, the giant finally went back into the castle. And Jackie thought, what for? And pretty soon he brought out a sword, a big, heavy sword. And the giant with a smile on his face, all right? He says, you've got something I can't see, but I bet you see this sword. He says, now, come on, boy. He said, let's see how brave you are. And the two of them began to clash it out. Even the magic invisible sword, when it hit the big sword, didn't do too much to it, except put a nick in it. And there was a clash of swords, back and forth, back and forth. Jackie began to back up. He stumbled over a rock. The giant looked at him. He says, well, he raised the sword above his head. He says, you knew how this was going to come out, didn't you, boy? He raised the sword above his head, and all of a sudden, Jackie heard a thud. And as he opened his eyes very quickly, he saw the giant turning around. Jackie jumped up, and he looked up and he saw Maggie, who had come in and saw what was going on, and had kicked the giant just as he was ready to plunge the sword into Jackie. When the giant turned around, Jackie was there, and the giant swung himself. He says, you! Not seeing the sword, he ran right into it. Jackie realized that the sword had gone through the giant. He said, what? He said, what? And all he could see was Jackie's hand a few inches from his stomach and nothing else. And slowly the giant began to sink to the ground. Jackie pulled out the sword. Gee, Maggie, I'm glad you were around. Maggie almost smiled, her ears straight up. He watched the giant slowly crumble to the ground, roll to the edge, and into the moat. Come on, Maggie, let's get out of here fast. They got